I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about a ritual in my life of about 30 years duration that about 5 years ago became a complete holodrama. To get back to the ritual part, it's about my friend Kathy in New York, who is really my closest friend in the world. And we spent so much time together when we were young. She had been a famous Eileen Ford model. She was on the cover of Vogue, on the cover of Cosmopolitan, big executive in the cosmetic industry, retired and married an art dealer around the same time I was working at the Met in New York and married to another art dealer. So we came together because our husbands knew each other, but we rapidly became fast friends and spent evenings, weekends. We produced our children around the same time, and so, you know, we shared many experiences, some in Central Park in the sandbox and some more traumatic together. She was the most generous person that I know. Volunteers in soup kitchens, raises money for third world women who need to be educated. She's an extraordinary hostess, and her celebration of the holiday was always extraordinary. The most beautiful Christmas tree, family ornaments treasured over generations, inviting people to join her at the table. So this is the kind of person you really want to know during the holiday season. Eventually, our lives changed. I was divorced. Her husband died. We lived in different cities. But we always tried to come back together for the holidays. And we had certain traditions that we kept up. Mine for her was I always give her something about an owl. She loves owls for some mysterious reason, probably because she's very wise. But we, you know, just you would go to her house, there would always be people convened there that I cared about. And so 5 years ago, I went up to New York to visit her. I always fitted in usually before seeing my children, visiting my mother or my brother, but we always got together. So on December 23rd, 2009, I got on the train to New York, went up there. The train took 6 hours. It was really stressful. We did our ritual of going out to dinner together. We arrived back home, and her dogs had to be taken out. I should have said that also her son lived in New York, and my children didn't, so I often saw him there and the two yapping dogs, who I'm actually very fond of. So my friend said to me, you know, it's late, Doreen, and you've been traveling all day, so why don't you just get into your nightgown and get into bed? I'll take the yappy dogs out, and they'll do their thing, and we'll just sleep and talk in the morning. So I get into bed, and I'm drifting off to sleep very quickly. And all of a sudden, there's a rap at the back door. The back door of her apartment is just shaking. I jump out of bed, throw open the door, and there is the doorman with the two yappy dogs. And where is my friend? Well, I quickly find out my friend actually went headfirst down in the middle of the street. Her heart had stopped, which was quite shocking. And they said, well, we're taking her to New York Hospital. But they said, we don't know how to get in touch with her son. I thought, like, what? You don't know how to get in touch with her son? You know, this is a very complicated, beautiful New York apartment building. Surely you have records like this. But fortunately, I was able to pull out of my purse my disintegrating address book, where, of course, written in pencil, I had the phone number of her son in Brooklyn. So I said, well, maybe I better call him. So I'm on the phone. Danny, how are you? Yeah, your mom and I are celebrating Christmas as always together, getting ready for the big holiday. Well, you know, your mother isn't really feeling very well. I'm kind of trying to think, what do you say to someone when you're not even sure if their mother is still alive and it is 2 days before Christmas? It was really hard. So I said, Danny, I think she's not feeling well at all, and I think you really ought to go to New York Hospital. They've taken her there. I'm going to get there as quickly as I can. So I throw on my clothes, run over there, and actually he lived in Brooklyn, but he had gotten there before I was able to run the 6 blocks. Now, I'm a little out of shape, but that was still very fast. So what we found out in the hospital was that she had this peculiar disease called something like arrhythmogenic right ventricular dysphagia, which is that sort of thing that people usually in their 20s die of on sports field. It's a sort of misworking of the heart that just makes your heart simply stop. And it turned out the reason she survived at the august age of 63 was that the doorman, when he saw her fall, ran out of the doorway into the middle of the street where she was lying and shook her. And that kicked her heart back on again. And basically, as the doctor who had a great bedside manner said, well, you know, you just shouldn't even be alive. Well, he was really in any safe for life, but I mean, the bedside manner was a little bit questionable. And he said, you know, you just shouldn't even have lived this long. It should have happened when you were 20. And she said, well, I'm glad it didn't. And actually, they're still studying why she's lived so long. But I'm happy to say, they said to her then, she had 3 to 5 years to live. It's now 5 years. She's actually doing better than they thought. And, you know, it's this kind of a holiday experience that makes you realize, like, what are holidays really about? We're always worried about our social obligations, our presents, our decorations, but really what matters are our friends and the people that we share these kinds of moments with. And, you know, I was really reminded by this experience in a really profound way that life is very short, and sometimes it's shorter than you think it is, and that we should never let a holiday season pass without loving, hugging, sharing with the people we care about, without trying to make it a better world. And, you know, it was a hard lesson to learn, and still one that makes me anxious. You know, I will be, as I have been on every December 23rd since this happened, with her, because we kind of go through the whole experience again. But one thing I know for sure is this is a friend that I care for deeply, and I'm really lucky that I have a chance to still spend that holiday with her.